EPI acquires Ideal and Payconic International. Belgium-based European Payments Initiative, EPI, has successfully completed the acquisition of Ideal and Payconic International. Kipay's partners with Westpac NZ. Kipay has signed an API service agreement with Westpac NZ to facilitate the introduction of the Kipay open banking solution into the New Zealand market. B3 partners with Guru SPOC. Brazil-based B3 has signed a partnership to be the technological infrastructure provider for Guru SPOC for the development of open insurance, regulated by SUSEP. HKMA to launch its IADS platform. The HKMA has announced the trial launch of its IADS platform, designed for the secure implementation of open APIs and the acceleration of financial inclusion. Zilch receives eBay investment. UK-based payments technology company Zilch has secured an investment from eBay in a deal valuing it at £1.65 billion British pounds. Token.io and Open Banking Expo's research details the potential of VRPs. Token.io and Open Banking Expo have published the future of dynamic and variable recurring payments research, showcasing the benefits of variable recurring payments, VRPs. TrueLayer partners William Hill. UK-based TrueLayer has announced its partnership with gaming operator William Hill to provide instant pay-ins and payouts for players in the region. MangoPay secures UK EMI license. MangoPay has received an EMI license authorized by the FCA in order to deliver its services to UK customers and strengthen its presence in the region. JCB expands partnership with Stripe. Japan-based JCB has expanded its partnership with Stripe to increase e-commerce merchant acceptance in Europe, Singapore, and Hong Kong. Kenya to roll out a digital identification system. The government of Kenya has revealed its plans to introduce a digital identification system in December 2023 following a testing period. SureComp safeguards trade operations with Semsoft. Global provider of trade finance solutions SureComp has integrated FinTech Semsoft S Risk Intelligence Solution LESTR in its trade finance hub Revo. Middle Eastern BNPL platform Tabby raises $200 million. UAE-based Buy Now, Pay Later player Tabby has secured $200 million in Series D funding at a $1.5 billion valuation, making it the MENA region's first fintech unicorn ahead of a planned IPO in Saudi Arabia. HSBC tests tokenized deposit platform for global treasury payments. HSBC has successfully tested the use of tokenized deposits in intra-group treasury transactions using blockchain technology provided by China's Ant Group. MasterCard and Eden Bull introduce card and spend management service for SMEs in APAC. MasterCard and Norwegian fintech company Eden Bull have announced the launch of a cards and spend management platform designed specifically to help small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, to process their spending and payments more efficiently. MangoPay granted UK e-money license. MangoPay, a platform-specific payment infrastructure provider, today announces that it has been authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, as an electronic money institution, EMI. Former Revolut staffer launches crypto and gaming startup. Andrea Evrapidou, a former executive at Revolut and Yapılı, and current chief banking officer at Xace, has announced the launch of a unified solution for crypto and banking. JCB extends cooperation with Stripe. JCB International Company, Limited, the International Operations Subsidiary of JCB Company, Limited, and Stripe, a financial infrastructure platform for businesses, today announced that they will expand partnership for Europe, Singapore, and Hong Kong. PayHawk becomes a principal member of Visa Europe. Today PayHawk, a global spend management platform, announces that it has become a principal member of Visa, a world leader in digital payments. TS Imagine rolls out best execution module and analytics dashboard. TS Imagine, the leading global, cross-asset provider of real-time trading, portfolio, and risk management solutions for financial institutions, today announces the availability of a module within Trade Smart OEMs and TS1 that streamlines best execution compliance and reporting. Moss bars DBS from new business ventures and branch closures. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has barred DBS from acquiring new business ventures or shrinking its branch and ATM network as part of an effort to restore the resilience of its digital banking services following a series of disruptive outages. Is the Credit Card Competition Act really going to destroy rewards programs? Among the political ads flooding the airwaves this election season is one from American Free Enterprise Action, AmFree Action, which describes itself as a Republican business group. Huawei partners with Mirko. Australia-based Huawei has partnered with Mirko to provide continuity to poorly affected merchants by introducing an open banking alternative. Kipay partners with Westpac NZ. Kipay has signed an API service agreement with Westpac NZ to facilitate the introduction of the Kipay open banking solution into the New Zealand market. Hedron Network champions Acturus full circle integration. Hedron has signed a 3-year contract for the recently launched Full Circle Plus Acturus integration as part of its strategy to build a growth ecosystem for brokers in the UK. HSBC tests tokenized deposit-based treasury management tools. HSBC has successfully tested the use of tokenized deposits in partnership with Ant Group, aiming to accelerate the development of corporate treasury management. EigenFi and Consensus Team on insights into DeFi transactions. EigenFi, a leading player in decentralized finance, DeFi, data analysis, is thrilled to announce a strategic collaboration with Consensus, the leading blockchain and Web3 software company. Coinbase Financial Markets enables U.S. futures trading. In August, Coinbase Financial Markets, Inc., CFM, received approval to bring federally regulated crypto futures trading to eligible U.S. customers. And now, Coinbase Advanced customers in the U.S. can trade leveraged crypto futures contracts through CFM. Learn more at coinbase.com/futures. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.